我今天Rob 弟兄将会跟我们分享诗篇九十五篇。
And today, Brother Ralph will share with us Psalm 95.
求神让我们有一个顺服的心来听神的话语。
May God give us an obedient heart to listen to His words.
Good morning.
早上好。
I have 6 pages. Are you patient?
我有六页纸要讲，你们准备好了？
Our text for today is Psalm 95, and I would ask that you would turn to it in your Bibles, so at the right time you will be ready to follow along as I read it.
我们今天要讲的是诗篇第九十五篇，所以我希望大家能够打开诗篇第九十五篇，这样在我们讲的时候你可以跟上。
God makes it very clear in His Word that Christians should be joyful people.
神在用他的话语讲得很清楚，我们作为基督徒是应该非常喜乐的。
I want to thank those who picked the hymns to sing this morning because they fit right in with what I'm going to talk about.
我要感谢今天选择唱诗班的选择诗班唱诗的人，因为他正好跟我今天讲的是一致的。
It almost seems like they had an opportunity to climb inside my notes and see what I was going to do.
他其实诗篇的歌，今天唱诗的歌，正好可以使我今天讲的要更清晰。
Is there a spy in the household?
是不是你们有一些监视的人知道我要讲的？
God makes it clear in His Word that we should be joyful. Okay?
神用他的话语告诉我们，我们应该很喜乐。
He says, rejoice and rejoice always.
他说要喜乐，要经常喜乐。
When Philip went to the city of Samaria, people began to believe in Jesus. The conclusion was there was great joy in that city.
当菲利普去到这个城市的时候，他宣传神的道，人们都非常的喜乐，所以他的结论就是这个城都大有喜乐。
We find this in the Psalms as well.
我们在诗篇当中也知道了同样的信息。
Psalm 32 tells us to be glad in the Lord.
诗篇第32篇告诉我们，我们应该快乐。
To rejoice and shout for joy.
应该喜乐，应该大声的欢呼喜乐。
Psalm 68 says we should be glad.
诗篇第六十八篇也告诉我们，我们应该欢喜。
We should rejoice.
应该高兴快乐。
We should rejoice exceedingly.
我们应该超级的高兴快乐。
Many of the Psalms urge us to be joyful.But very few of them have an end with a very severe warning.
诗篇当中很多章节就告诉我们，鼓励我们要快乐，要喜乐，但有几篇是以非常严肃的警告结束的。
That's what we see in our text for today, Psalm 95.
这就是我们今天要看的诗篇第95篇。
See if I can find Psalm 95 in my old beat up Bible that's falling apart.
让我看一下，在我的这个很旧的圣经当中找到第10篇第95篇。
I hate to make this a commercial, but if anybody knows a good bookbinder that I can put new outsides on this Bible, I'd love to do it.
我想问问大家，如果有人知道一个很好的可以书的这个外面的包装的话，可以告诉我，可以把这个本我的书放好。
As I read Psalm 95, and I'll read it in English only, so please follow along in Chinese. But as I read it, I want you to be alerted to the fact that the first 7 verses are from the point of view of the writer, who is King David. The last 4 verses are the voice of God, the voice of the Lord.
那么我们现在开始读第诗篇第九十五篇，我会用英文读，你们也用中文来跟着看就可以。当你们看的时候，我要提示大家。在第诗篇第九十五篇前面的1到7节都是作者 David 的语气，而后面的4节却是神的语气。
Please follow along, Psalm 95.
那么跟着一起来读诗篇第九十五篇。
O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before His presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joyfully to Him with psalms.For the Lord is the great God, and the great King above all gods. In His hand are the deep places of the earth, The heights of the hills are his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God. And we are the people of his pasture, and the sheep of his hand. Today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion, as in the day of trial in the wilderness, when your fathers tested me. They tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was grieved with that generation and said, it is a people who go astray in their hearts, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. David begins Psalm 95 by inviting, almost commanding us to what sounds like a celebration of joy.
大卫以一种邀请甚至是命令的口气让我们能够庆祝这个有一个非常喜乐的庆祝来开始的。
He urges us to sing to the Lord.
他鼓励我们向神来歌唱。
Twice he speaks of making a joyful noise.
两次他都提到了就是让我们能够发出欢喜的声音。
Perhaps your singing ability is not too great.
也许你唱歌的本事可能不是特别好。
Perhaps from a musical point of view, your singing would be just noise.
也许从音乐角度来说,你的唱歌可能就像一个噪音一样。
We can't all have the talent of a Ricky Mark.
我们不可能总是有 Ricky Mark那种唱歌的本事。
Although a good many of us wish we did.
也许很多人都希望我们有他那样的唱歌的能力。
If your singing is not too great, that's okay.
如果你唱歌不是特别好,没有问题。
Just be sure your noise is joyful.
只要确定你唱歌的声音是欢喜快乐的。
I believe there are one or two in the choir who do an especially good job of looking joyful as they sing.
我相信在我们的诗班当中有那么一两个人,当他们唱歌的时候,他们真的是很欢喜快乐。
I won't mention any names, but I think you know who I have in mind.
我并不提及他的名字,但我知道,你们可能也知道是谁。
I wish all of us had the ability to show forth joyfulness as we sing to you.
我希望我们所有的人都有这种,就是当我们向你们唱歌的时候,我们能够表达出来我们的欢喜快乐。
But we aren't singing to you, are we?
那么,我们是在向你们唱歌吗?
We're singing to the Lord.
我们是在向我们的主唱歌。
Our joyful singing should be to Him because our source of joy is the Lord.
我们是应该向我们的主来唱歌的, 因为我们欢喜快乐的源泉来自于他。
David tells us that our singing has the purpose of bringing us into His presence. Okay?
大卫告诉我们,我们唱歌的目的是要把我们带入于他的同在。
Okay. And the closer we're drawn to Him, the more we're reminded to be thankful for His blessings to us.
那么我们与他越接近,那么我们就越能够想到了我们应该对他所给我们的一切而感恩。
It all fits together.
这一切都非常的吻合。
Next here, let's look at the content of the singing, the content of our joyful noise.
那么下一步我们来看一下我们所唱的歌词,我们唱的内容是什么?
The words of our singing are to being praised to God.
我们唱的内容是应该赞美神的。
We are not here to entertain each other.
我们来到这里并不是要彼此娱乐。
We're not here to entertain God.
我们也不是来娱乐上帝,娱乐我们的神。
He has lots of angels who can probably sing better than we can.
因为他有很多的天使，那些天使肯定比我们唱的要更好。
We are here to praise him.
我们来这里是来赞美他。
When we sing, we should be paying attention to the words and the expressions and the mood, not only of the songs we sing, but of the ones we listen to and hear.
当我们唱歌的时候，我们应该注意到我们唱唱的歌词内容，我们的表达以及我们的心情，不仅是唱的人，而且那些听的人也一样。
Is the main purpose of some song to praise him?
那么我们唱些歌的主要的内容，主要目的是要赞美他吗？
If not, perhaps we ought to pass over that song and move along to another.
如果内容不是要赞美神的话，那么我们也许应该略过这首歌，想其他的了。
And of course, this requires thinking about the words that we sing and hear.
所以我们也要要求我们去想一想，我们唱的歌是内容是什么。
It's really easy to just sing along without paying much attention to the words that we're singing.
那我们可能经常会容易做到，就是跟着大家一起唱，但我们并没有真正去想我们唱的内容是什么。
Well, let's go on.
那我们看下面一度。
David reminds us that our celebration has a very firm basis.
大卫告诉我们，我们的庆祝，我们的欢喜庆祝是有很强的基础的。
We have good, strong, compelling reasons to be joyful.
我们有很好的、很强的、也非常鼓励人的原因，要我们来欢喜快乐。
Why?
为什么？
Because we belong to the one who is powerful enough to create everything.
因为我们是属于一个他如此大能、能够创造一切的神。
David describes the one we sing to as a great God.
大卫描写我们所赞美的神是一个大神。
The Hebrew word he uses here for God is Elohim, which means the powerful one.
那么希伯来文当中他所指的大神是 Elohim, 意思就是一个很有能力的神。
How powerful?
他有多大的能力呢？
More powerful than all gods.
他是比所有一切其他的神都很大，都有大能。
More powerful than the mind of man can conceive.
他的能力是超过了我们人类所能够想象的。
He created the deep caverns, the high mountains, the wide oceans, and dry land.
他创造了大山，他创造了陆地，他创造了海洋。
Everything.
所有的一切都是他创造的。
In the book of Colossians, we read that all things are created by him in heaven and earth.
在哥罗西当中我们可以看到所有的一切都是他能够他所创造的。
All things were created through him and for him.
所有的一切都是通过他也是为他而创造的。
And he also created us.
他也创造了我们。
Isn't it amazing that he created us in his image?
那么他是按照他自己的形象创造了我们，这是多么的奇妙。
When we have such a powerful one as this,in charge of our lives, there is plenty of reason to celebrate.
当我们有一个如此伟大的神来够控制我们的生活，那么我们是有很多的原因来庆祝的。
David tells us that the celebration we have is not separated from its cause.
大卫告诉我们，我们的欢喜庆祝是不能跟它的原因而分开的。
The Lord, our Maker, deserves to be.The focus of the celebration.
神，我创造一切的主，创造我们的主是值得我们的庆祝，我们的赞美的。
So we go on to verses 6 and 7.
我们看第六七节。
We must not forget that our joy and our celebration involves worship.
我们应该记住，当我们的欢喜，当我们的庆祝，不能够离开敬拜。
What is the meaning of worship?
敬拜是什么意思呢？
People write books about this.
人们可以写一本书来表达敬拜。
I think it could just be described as telling God what he is worth.
我认为可以简单的说，敬拜就是告诉神他是多么的值得。
Showing him that we think he is valuable beyond description.
告诉他我们认为他是 可以超出一切表达的如此的伟大。
As the book of Revelation puts it,
就像启示录所讲的
He is worthy to receive glory and honor and power.
他是值得所有的荣耀、尊贵和权柄的。
Because he's the one who created everything.
因为他是创造万物的。
David understood that worshiping God means placing ourselves in submission to him for whatever purpose he has for us.
大卫知道敬拜神就意味着将我们自己把放在神的下面为了神所准备的一切的原因。
David urges us to bow down.
大卫鼓励我们来屈身敬拜。
Here someplace, okay.Bow down, okay.
屈身敬拜。
To kneel down before him.
在神的面前跪下来敬拜。
A few years ago, there was a vicious headhunter in South America by the name of Santiago.
在几年之前，有一个非常凶残的就是杀人的一个人在南美洲，他的名字叫 Santiago。
Santiago heard the message of salvation, from a missionary named Pancho.
那么 Santiago 几年之前他从一个宣道士 Pancho 的嘴里听到了神的信息。
When Pancho would explain the gospel to him, Santiago would say, these are the most beautiful words I've ever heard.
当 Pancho 跟他解释我们的圣经的时候，他说：“这是我听过的最美的词。”
When Santiago decided to give his life to Jesus, he went to Pancho and he said, "Pancho, I want to bow the knee."
当 Santiago 决定要相信神作为他的救主的时候，他来到 Pancho 面前，对 Pancho 说。Pancho, 我决定要在神的面前下跪。
That wild headhunter from South America knew that believing in Jesus meant that now he was not in charge of his life.
那个在南美非常凶残的杀人的人，当他知道，当他决定相信耶稣的时候，他就不再是他自己生命的控制者。
Jesus was in charge.
那么耶稣基督是控制一切的。
It was right to bow before him.
所以在基督面前屈身敬拜是对的。
Perhaps when we come before the Lord, at least from time to time, it would be good to do it on our knees.
也许当我们时不时的来到神的面前屈身下跪的时候是一件好的事情。
When you and I yield to his control, we become his people.
当我们委身到他的控制的时候，我们就变成了他的人。
David puts it this way, we are the people of his pasture.
David 这样讲，我们是他草地上的羊。
He, the shepherd, provides our needs just as a shepherd guides his sheep to a place for food.
他就像一个牧羊人给他的羊带来食物一样，他给我们提供我们所需要的。
His hand protects us in time of trouble.
他的手在我们困难的时候保守我们。
When we give our lives to him, he is there for us, and nothing can separate us from his presence and his love.
当我们把我们自己的生命给他的时候，他总是在那里保守我们，所有的一切都不可能把我们跟他的同在分开。
If you want the verse for that, go back into the cry room and read the wall.
如果你想知道这个经节在哪里的话，那你到后面去看那个小房子里面的墙上写的是经节。
That's your assignment for after church.
这是你讲完之后的作业。
There will be a quiz at the next session.
下一次的时候就要问你们这个问题。
These three areas seem pretty straightforward.
所以这三点是看上去来非常直接的。
Those who follow God should be joyful.
那些跟随神的人是应该喜乐的。
We have plenty of reason to be joyful.
我们有很多的原因去喜乐。
We should be careful to keep our relationship with God in the midst of our rejoicing.
但我们喜乐的时候，我们应该知道我们跟神的关系是怎样的。
So far, this celebration is very, very positive.
所以现在这些庆祝是非常正面的。
But at the end of verse 7, the mood changes suddenly.
那么到第七节之后，这个表达的语气突然变了。
David continues with the words, "Today, if you will hear his voice."
那么 David 这样讲，他说，今天如果我们听到他的声音。
So, previous to this, the voice has been David.
所以这之前呢，所有的语气都是从大卫出来的。
Now the remainder of the psalm is the voice of God.
那么后面的这几经节是神的话语。
The today that David mentions, that is the today when David wrote it, was 450 years after events that God describes in the next four verses.
今天就是大卫当写这句话今天的时候是指后面神所描述的这个事件发生的450年之后。
There God speaks of the time when the Jewish people were led by Moses through the desert on their way to the land promised by God, the land of Israel.
那就是神所讲的就是当时摩西带领犹太人出了埃及经过旷野进入应许之地的时候。
David pleads with us to listen carefully to God's warning.
大卫恳求我们一起来个仔细的倾听神的话语。
To not be like those Jews.
让我们不要像当时的犹太人那样。
It's a warning of great importance.
这是一个非常重要的提示。
God warns us not to harden our hearts as those in the desert did on their way to the land of promise.
神提示我们不可硬着心，就像当时那些犹太人去应许之地的时候。
The Hebrew words Meribah and Massah literally mean rebellion and testing.
那么希伯来语当中的米利巴和马萨意思就是叛逆和试探。
These are the names that God gave to that particular place because of what went on there.
这些名字就是神给这些地方特殊的名字，也表达了当时所发生的事情。
The incident God refers to is recorded in Exodus 17, when the people camped at a place called Rephidim.
这事情就发生在是在出埃及记第十七篇所记录的发生的事情，当那些人来到了一个地方叫。
At Rephidim, there was no source of water.
在利非丁的时候，那个地方没有水。
The people got angry.
所以人们都很生气。
They argued with Moses.
他们开始跟摩西争吵。
They accused God of bringing them into the desert to die of thirst.
他们指责神把他们带到旷野之地没有水而渴死。
They quarreled with Moses.
他们与摩西争吵。
They tested God by saying, "Is the Lord among us or not?"
所以他们试探神，说神是在我们中间吗？
Well, God says, "They had seen my work, yet they rebelled against me."
神说他们已经看到了我的作为，但是他们仍然叛逆。
When God says that they had seen His work, He means they had seen how he had taken care of them in really difficult situations in the previous few weeks.
那么当神说他已经看到我的行为，神是指在以前的几个星期之内，他们是看到了在非常困难的情况之下，神是如何的帮助他们的。
Let's review what God had done in their lives recently.
那我们看一下，就在前几个星期，神是如何帮助他们在他们的生活当中。
You know, we have that saying in English sometimes, "What have you done for me lately?"
在英语当中，我们可能听到这句话，就是说最近你做了，最近你对我做什么
？This is only reaches back a few weeks in time.
这一般是指就是过去几个星期之内。
God took them out of the land of Egypt where they were slaves.
神把他们从他们在埃及领出来，当时他们是奴隶。
He used the Ten Commandments, the last of which was the Passover.
他用了十个戒律，最后一个就是 Passover.
Hmm.
逾越节。
Give them freedom from their slavery.
这样他们得到了他们自由。
Once they got out into the desert, there were no road signs, so he led them carefully.
当他们进入 旷野的时候，那里并没有路，所以神是一步一步很小心的带领他们。
During the day, had a pillar of cloud for them to follow.
白天的时候是用云柱。
During the night, he had a pillar of fire.
晚上的时候是用火柱来带领他们。
They never knew how to take a wrong turn.
所以他们并没有走错路。
They did not need a guidance system.
所以他们不需要任何指导。
They had the perfect one.
他们有神的指导。
When they got to a place where there was a difficulty with water in front of them and the Egyptian army chasing behind them, he gave them safety.
当他们来到了一个很困难的地方，前面是一条河，后面是埃及的追兵。但神给他们的神给了他们的安全。
He opened the water so that they could walk through on dry land.
所以神把那个河打开，这样他们可以在干的陆地上走过去。
And soon thereafter, when the Egyptian army chased them, he destroyed the Egyptian army with bringing the water back.
当埃及的兵追赶他们的时候，神又用一条河摧毁了埃及的兵。
Well, now at the other side, then they kept going until they ran out of water.
当他们过了河之后继续走，他们直到走到了这个地方没有水了。
And they came to the waters of Marah, which were poison.
当他们来到一条河的地方，那个河叫马萨，这个河是有毒的。
God showed Moses how to miraculously purify the waters.
那么神告诉摩西如何能够通过神迹能够把这个水变得清晰。
Don't you think everybody in the nation of Israel was watching?
你不认为所有的这些以色列人他们身上都看到了这一切吗？
So he took care of them there.
所以神实际上是照顾了他们的一切。
They moved on through the wilderness. I skipped the fact that he gave them a vacation right here, by the way, at a very nice place that had lots of palm trees and every kind of thing like that. I skipped that.
所以我省略了一些地方，然后神继续带领他们往前走。
They ran out of food.
他们没有吃的了。
They've been away from Egypt for a while. They ran out of food.
他们离开了埃及已经有段时间了，所以他们已经没有食物了。
So God gave them manna, free food every morning.
所以神就给他们玛纳，像每天早晨都给他们玛纳吃。
And they moved on then, to Rephidim.
他们继续往前走到了 Rephidim.
They moved on to Rephidim. Certainly, I think we'd have to say that God provided all that they needed.
所以到他们到了利非丁的时候，他们认为神已经提供他所有的一切。
Whenever they needed it.
当他需要的时候，实际上神都给了他们的一切。
Yet since there was no source of water at Rephidim, they got panicky.
所以当他们到利非丁的时候，那里没有水，他们就变得很惊慌。
They rebelled.
他们开始叛逆了。
They hardened their hearts toward God.
他们向着神硬着心。
Now, just so you, in case you don't remember, they did get water by God telling Moses, go hit the rock, and a river flowed out of the rock.
实际上神是告诉摩西用他的木棒去打那个石头，所以水就从石头上流了出来。
So they didn't die of thirst.
所以他并没有在那里干死。
But this is after they have rebelled against God and shown that they really don't trust him.
这些都是在他们已经向神叛逆，表达出他们根本没有相信神。
God says, they have not known my ways.
神说他并不知道我的
There's something missing in these people.
所以这些人但实际上是有什么东西缺失了。
They thought they were okay just because they were there with the group.
他们认为他们只要跟着这一批人走的话他们就是还可以的。
We're God's chosen people.
我们是神所拣选的人。
I don't have to worry about anything.
所以我不需要任何担心了。
They were happy enough with God when they were getting what they wanted.
当他们得到他们想要的时候他们就对神很高兴。
But every time there's a problem and they can't see the solution, they rebel against God.
那但是每一次当他们遇到问题，他们找不到答案的时候，他们就开始对神叛逆了。
They simply are not willing to trust in God.
所以他们就是没有真正的去相信神。
They're not really devoted to God.
他们并没有把自己完全交托给神。
And for that, there is a great price to pay.
因此的话，他们就会不得不赔一个，不得不付出很大的代价。
In his anger, God said, "They shall not enter my rest."
所以神在愤怒中说，他们不可进入我的安息。
His rest for them would have been peace in the promised land of Israel.
那么神所给他们的安息，应该就是在应许之地的安平安。
God denied them that.
所以神没有给他们这个。
God caused them to wander in the desert for 40 years so that all but the youngest of them died without entering the rest of the promised land.
所以神让他们在旷野当中游荡了40年，直到最后，除了那些年轻人，老人都已经过世，没有进入应许之地。
The true character or spiritual character of these people is described in the book of Isaiah, and the very same words are repeated by Jesus in the book of Matthew.
所以这些人真正的特点，他们属灵方面的特点是在以赛亚中以及在马太书中都又一次的提到的。
He says, "These people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me."
他说，这百姓用嘴来尊敬我，心却远离我。
Says, when that's the case, their worship is worthless. It is in vain.
如果是这样子的话，他们的敬拜是没有任何用意的。
They're merely going according to human ideas.
他们只是在遵守一些人的规则。
So much for those who died in the desert.
所以我们讲了这些在旷野当中去世的人。
How does this affect you and me?
这些事情如何对我和你的影响呢？
There's no question this applies to us.
没有毫无疑问这是对可以应用到我们身上的。
Because the last four verses of Psalm 95 are repeated word for word in the third chapter of the New Testament book of Hebrews.
因为这后面这四节是在新约当中一字一句的又重复了一遍的。
As a matter of fact, the verse numbers are also identical, so all we have to really do is substitute Hebrews 3 in place of Psalm 95 and you have the text.
实际上的话，这些经节是在希伯来文中一次重复的，而且它连章节的都一样，所以我们可以直接把它换成希伯来文的第三章第八、第十一节。
You see, this becomes a warning for you and me.
所以你可以知道，这是实际上是对你和我的提示。
Here it is in the book of Hebrews for us.
这些就是在希伯来文中对我们的提示。
The rest for the Jews of Moses' time was the promised land.
那么对摩西那个时代的时候他的安息是进入应许之地。
What is the meaning of rest for you and me?
那么对于你我来说安息是指什么？
Surely this is our spiritual rest in the Lord, our peace during this life,with the ultimate view of eternal life in heaven.
那么一定它是对我们属灵方面的在神里面的安息，也就是指当我们有了永生的观点的时候，在今生我们所得到的平安。
I ask you, do you have that rest?
那么我问你，你有这种平安吗？
Are you certain?
你确定吗？
The book of Hebrews has many warnings about those who might fall away.
在希伯来文当中是有很多对那些有可能流失的人的警告。
Hebrews 2:1 says, that we should not drift away.
希伯来文第二章第十一节告诉我们，我们不应该，我们恐怕流失失去。
In Hebrews 3, we read that we would be part of God's family if indeed we hold firmly.
希伯来文第三章告诉我们，如果我们能够坚定持守，那么我们就是神的家庭的一员。
Chapter 4 says, we need to hold firmly to the faith that we profess.
希伯来文第四章告诉我们，我们应该坚定我们所承诺的道。
Hebrews 10 says, let us hold unswervingly to the hope that we profess.
希伯来文第十章告诉我们，我们应该坚定所承诺的，而且不要动摇。
The implication is that some will fall away.
所以就暗示着一些人可能会随流失去。
Some will depart from a profession of faith.
一些人可能会与他们所承诺的信心而离开。
Please understand, I am not for one moment suggesting that a believer can lose his salvation.
在这里我没有一点点的暗示说，信徒会丢失他的救恩。
This falling away is something that happens to a person who never had salvation in the first place.
这种流失并是发生在那些他们其实真正没有真正得到救恩的人。
That is why it is so important to be sure that you are saved.
所以这就非常的重要，去确定你是已经得到救恩的。
I ask each one of you, are you certain?
所以我问每中的每一个人，你确定吗？
You're not saved just because you're part of the group.
你并不会因为你是这里的一部分人，所以你就可以得到救恩。
You're not saved just because you're here.
你并不因为你来到这儿，你就可以得到救恩。
You're not saved because you put money in the collection bag.
你不会因为你把钱捐献了，你就得到救恩。
See, like the Jews in the desert, it is possible to physically follow God, but not have a heart for Him.
就像出埃及记中所讲到的，你是可能，虽然你身形上是跟着神的，但是你的心却没有向着他。
Where is your heart?
那么你的,
the real you.
你心在哪里? 你真正你在哪里?
Okay. As Jesus said, it is possible that you can praise Him with your lips, but not have a heart for Him.
就像耶稣所讲的, 你可能用你的嘴唇去敬拜他, 但你心却远离他。
Examine your own life.
所以看看你自己的生活。
Do you have a heart for God?
你有一颗为神的心吗?
Is Jesus the Lord of your life?
耶稣是你生命的主吗?
I'm not asking if you're perfect.
我并没有要求你是完美的。
I'm asking if you want to be.
我只是问你想要吗?
Are you striving to be like Jesus?
你是否努力去做到像神那样?
Are you committed to letting Jesus run your life?
你是否承诺了让耶稣来控制你的生活?
Have you bowed the knee like Santiago did?
你是否像圣地亚古那样去下跪呢?
If you have, there is no possibility that you will fall away.
如果你已经这样做了，那么你是不会流失的。
Your celebration is real.
你的庆祝是真实的。
Your celebration will continue until the Lord brings you into His presence.
你的庆祝会一直到神把你接到与他同在。
If you're not certain,
如果你不确定,
talk to someone.
那么跟别人谈一谈,
talk to pastor.
跟牧师讲一讲,
talk to me.
跟我讲讲,
talk to Mark. Talk to somebody.
那么跟Mark讲一讲, 跟人来谈一谈。
Make sure you are saved.
确定你是得到救恩的。
So you cannot fall away.
你就不会流失了。
It isn't that complicated.
这并不复杂。
John Newton, you know him best for writing the words to Amazing Grace.
John Newton, 他就写了那个赞美神那首诗歌。
He was a slave trader in his youth.
在他年少的时候是一个买卖奴隶的。
When he came to Jesus, he became a pastor.
当他相信神耶稣之后，他变成了牧师。
When he got older, he was losing his memory.
当他老的时候，他记忆力丢失了。
He probably had something like early Alzheimer's, though nobody used that name at the time.
他也许有一些早期的老年痴呆症，但是那会儿还没有这个病症。
He said to the people in the church one day, I know I'm getting old and I don't remember things as well as I should.
有一天他对他的教会的人说，我知道我已经老了，我已经记不清事情了。
But he said, I remember two things very well.
但我记得两件事情非常清晰。
He said, I remember I am a great sinner.
我记得我是一个罪人。
He said, and second, I remember that Jesus is a great savior.
而且我也记得第二件事，耶稣是一个救世主。
It isn't complicated.
所以并不复杂。
Do you want him to be your savior?
你希望他是你的救世主吗？
Do you want him to be the Lord of your life?
你希望他是你生命当中的主吗？
The choir sang earlier a hymn called Are You Washed in the Blood?
刚才诗班的时候唱了一首圣诗，名字是你要依靠宝血。
You're going to get to sing it again.
你会再唱一遍这首歌。
It asks the question, Are you God's child?
那么这首歌问你一个问题，就是你是神的子儿女吗？
Are your sins forgiven?
你的罪已经被解
Are you saved, to put it another way?
你是否被得救了？
Let me look in the third verse. This, it says, will your soul be ready?
那么第三节的时候他问你一个问题，你的灵是否准备好了？
Are you ready?
你准备好了吗？
The fourth verse says, if you aren't ready, there's a fountain flowing for the soul unclean.
那么第四节的时候问你，如果你没有准备好的话，那么是有一个源泉是能够使我们的灵魂清洁。
When the Bible speaks of blood, it's speaking of life.
当圣经讲血的时候，它是讲的人的生命。
Are you washed in the life, the blood of Jesus Christ?
那么你是否是因为神耶稣的血而清洁了？
When we sing this, I ask you to pay attention to the words because they are questions for each of us to answer.
当你唱这首歌的时候，我要想让你们注意这些歌词，因为这些是问题，问我每个人的问题。
I don't care if you don't sing a single note.
我并不关注你是否能够唱对每一个音调。
Pay attention to those words and answer those words, the questions for yourself.
注意这些歌词，注意这些问题，用你自己的问来回答这些问题。
God is good enough to warn us to be sure of our salvation.
所以神是要提示我们要确定一下我们自己的救恩。
I ask you, are you sure?
所以我问你们，你确定吗？
让我们大家安静在神的面前来思考今天的信息。
Let us quiet our hearts and meditate on today's message.
让我们在神的面前来审查我们自己的心。
Let's examine our hearts before God.
让我们在神的面前审查我们的信是否是形式上的信，还是从心里面发出来的。
And let us examine our faith, whether it is one of works or is it from our hearts.
因为主耶稣说我们的敬拜应当是从我们心里发出来的。
Because Jesus said that our worship should be from our hearts.
也让我们审查我们自己到底我们的救恩是否是真的。
And also please help us examine whether our salvation is true.
让我们审查我们自己，到底我们所信的是从我们心里面所发出来的。
And whether our faith is from our hearts.
天父，求你帮助我们。
Lord, please help us.
求你圣灵感动我们的心。
We pray that your Holy Spirit may move our hearts.
让我们真心来的信相信你。
So that we could truly believe in you with our hearts.
以致我们的敬拜是真的。
So that our worship is true.
主啊，求你怜悯我们。
Please have mercy on us.
我们向祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.